Airdrie's four-team Bellegarde Dragons Muay Thai fighters went undefeated during last weekend's Trial by Fire 14 Inches event at the Airdrie Martial Arts Center. The event featured 13 bouts and 26 fighters going at it to make for an entertaining evening for those who came out to cheer on the performances. Coach Luis Cofer, who is also part owner of the Airdrie Martial Arts Center, said it was nice to see Airdrie so well represented in the event, which also featured several international fighters from Mexico and the United States. The environment was electric, and, it's great, whenever you get to see combat sports live and in a good and respectful environment, said Cofer. A lot of people tend to have a preconceived notion of seeing combat sports like MMA, and sometimes when you see it live it gets a little rowdy. But Muay Thai has a deep-rooted culture in Thailand and it is respectful. It's just cheering and a happy atmosphere. Cofer was impressed with the individual performances of his fighters during the event. Airdrie fighter and WBC World Muay Thai champion Ethan Baez defeated Mexican fighter Guillermo Torres by technical knockout, TKO, on Saturday night. He actually got a TKO, a technical knockout, in the second round with a spinning elbow, said Cofer, so it was very beautiful. Local fighter Arian Sadigi also defeated his opponent in the 118-pound class, Mexican fighter Benjamin Sines, by TKO. He also got a TKO in the second round with a body kick, said Cofer. It was a really good fight. Cofer said Baez, 12, and Sadigi, 14, have both been training with him since they were 6 years old, and he was proud of their dominating performances. Moving on to the men's bouts, Airdrie fighter Damian, Damage, Smith was in tough against Mexican hard-nosed fighter Jerem Aguirre, but still managed to pull out the win by TKO. He fought a really tough fighter, Jerem, from Mexico, and he also got a technical knockout with a body shot with a right cross to the body, said Cofer. The marquee bout for the night featured Airdronian and WKA 145-pound class champion Anthony Palombo versus Aaron Molina of the School of Muay Thai from Chihuahua, Mexico. Anthony, moved up in weight to fight at 147 pounds to fight for the North American WKA Championship against Aaron Molina from Mexico, explained Cofer. It went 5 rounds and Anthony got a technical knockout in the 5th round with a beautiful punch combination and a knee to the body. The only other Airdronian in the tournament, Eli Butler of Lille, Dragons Muay Thai, lost by decision to Logan Forsyth of WTM Calgary in the 65-pound class. All in all, said Cofer, Airdrie fighters gave the hometown crowd something to cheer about on Saturday night. It really puts Airdrie on the map for kickboxing and Muay Thai competition, he said. We compete as much as we can on the international level. We're going to Scotland for Worlds in June, 2024, and we'll be representing Team Canada via Airdrie. For more information on upcoming events at the Airdrie Martial Arts Centre, visit their website at airdriemartialartscentre.ca.